Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, hope you well this morning.
Waalaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, everything fine here in Pakistan, in Karachi. Weather is nice, alhamdulillah. What about South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, it's at night now we're doing away with many more blankets. So we're getting rid of blankets. So it's getting warmer, alhamdulillah. And what about the weather there, Pakistan? Warming up or what?
No. As a matter of fact, because it's monsoon season, it's always cloudy now. So the weather is a little bit nicer. Instead of being 34, 35, 36, and now it's 31, 32. With wind. So alhamdulillah, it's a little bit easier for us now. Sometimes now if you go to the masjid and you do wuzu in the masjid, they still have the air conditioner on, they actually feel cold. So in August. So alhamdulillah, it's nice now, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Saab, a lot of talk and news coming from Pakistan. I think news which you were not too aware of also, because as you've said yesterday, they've put this under the carpets, basically. So if you look at the whole, how this masjid, which I'm referring to, the Madani Masjid in Islamabad, how it was demolished and brought to rubble just in the middle of the night, it seems. And the next morning, they just came and they planted some maize trees, it looked like, or something of that sort. And like nothing happened. There was no masjid here before. So this took place in the middle of the night. And it was, as you can see, as you've mentioned as well, it didn't make headlines in any of your newspapers there, which we were shocked. I thought this will be something that is huge and big. But when you need to hide something, you're not going to put it in the big newspapers. So, but it reached us here in South Africa. And I messaged you to tell you, in fact, many people were messaging us to say we've got to speak about this. And maybe you can give us an update what's happening there.
Yeah, okay. What happened was the government targeted about 50 masjids to be destroyed. And they sent messages to the masjids. Well, they sent the messages to the police department of the area. And the police department did not forward the messages to the masjid. So when the appointed day came, it was a surprise to most of the officials of the different masjids. So that's one reason why it didn't make the newspaper. It seems to be a big cover up. What's going on over there? Allegedly, these masjids are like environmental dangers and what have you to the area. So they had to be destroyed, allegedly. Whereas the officials of the masjid say, no, these masjids were built in an urban area. So there was no environmental danger being committed. So there's a cover-up. We're getting the initial thing was said that the masjid was destroyed with consent from the officials of the masjid. But no official of any masjid has confirmed that. Okay, so all the newspaper, all the reports that we're getting that indicate that the government got permission, or at least informed the masjid officials, and the masjid officials agreed to it. All that is all secondhand information, and none of this has been received from him, from a masjid official. Mm. So that's a big thing. So there's a cover up there. Mm. Okay, so this is why it didn't hit the newspaper initially. I asked my roommate. He said that he saw it on the news, on the television news. So I said, okay, that's another reason why I didn't see it. Okay, I looked through newspapers. I couldn't find it. I went to AI. They didn't see anything. AI couldn't find anything initially. So yeah. When I showed the post from was it Ummata that you had sent, and I sent that to AI, then they were able to find some things. And initially, they said that this report is unconfirmed by mainstream media. Hmm. Okay, it is very difficult for AI to find anything. Okay, and I think it's because of it's a cover up. Hmm. It's a cover up. So they're destroying masjids willy nilly, okay, in Islamabad. Mm. And so the other thing was allegedly we told the government, saying we told the officials they agreed with everything. We told the students in the madrasa that's attached to the masjid, you have to shift to this new masjid that we have built, the 4 million rupees new masjid. But no one can confirm that outside of the government. Mm. So, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Mm. My understanding was some things like this had happened before, and I had written Maulana Desai about that, and said a masjid could not be destroyed, even if it's on stolen land. The only thing you could do is close it and not allow anybody to pray in it, but it cannot be destroyed like what they're doing in Islamabad. The officials of masjids have said that these masjids were built under the construction of the government. They watched it being constructed. So how could it, how can you have a complaint now about where it's located or environment? Mm. And again, it's built in an urban place. This is not the suburbs or in villages. All right, it's Islamabad. Islamabad was built after Karachi to be made the capital of Pakistan. So it's like the most modern city in Pakistan. And the masjids that were built there, okay, were under the direction of the government. And so how do you say now that no, these they were captured, okay, they're put on stolen property and all these other things. NOCs were obtained, no objection certificates. They were obtained, and everything that was needed was complied with before the masjids were built, and now it seems to be a problem later. We don't know why. It's Mufti Taqi and Wifaqul Madaris, they put out a notice that this is wrong. It hurts the feelings of Muslims all over the world, in Pakistan and all over the world. And these masjids have to be rebuilt in the same spot. And they have to cease and desist in these things. So it has the support of the people. The people are not letting it go by. Mm-hmm. So this is probably why they did it at midnight. Okay, well, most destruction and everything happens during working hours, mm. right? From 8 in the morning to, 5, 6 in the afternoon. But this was done around midnight under the cloak of darkness. Mm. Like Shaitan works in the dark. So what they were doing was Shaitani stuff. Yeah. So this is why it was done then. Mm. And then the cover-up.
It seems like there is some evil that is spreading around Pakistan. And just when we saw this in this week with regards to the alcohol in those five hotels, in fact, and some of them was Movenpick and a few other hotels where they're getting licenses now to sell alcohol. So you're moving and destroying, bulldozing masajid, and on the other side you are welcoming alcohol. Pakistan, Zindabad, as you always, as the Pakistanis always say. Is this what Zindabad
is? Yeah, well, it's this is not new, though. I mean, people drink here.
Yeah.
Okay? I had mentioned to you before that Maulana Tariq Jamil on the plane with someone and giving dawah to a non-Muslim and talking about all the things of Islam and talking about how Muslims don't drink alcohol, we forbid alcohol, and the person stopped him in mid-sentence and said, listen, I've been to so many countries in the world and the best wine that I've tasted is in Pakistan. And now he said that to Tariq Jamil. Tariq Jamil was quiet for the only time in his life. Okay. So yeah, drinking is, is second nature. About 20 years ago or so, there was a cricket match. It was the World Cup cricket, and semifinal match was India against Pakistan. And, that's always a big match. And Pakistan lost. Okay. My neighbor, he said, that's the best thing that happened to Pakistan, that they lost. Because if they had won, they had purchased more wine that day in the history of Pakistan, ready to celebrate the victory. If they would have had the victory and everybody would have been drunk, and driving cars and shooting guns and everything, it would have been a big problem. So the best thing that happened is they lost, so the people couldn't celebrate and stay sober for somewhat. So yeah, and that was like 20 years ago. So drinking here is, you have barbecues, you have alcohol. Okay, so it's no big. You can easily buy alcohol. You can get alcohol easier than you can get drugs, over the counter drugs. It's easier to get alcohol.
Yeah, it's just as you were saying, that if you, everything that is bad for you, this becomes, if you look at coke, yeah, in our country, I'm not sure Pakistan, but I'm almost sure it's the same or similar. If you buy coke, it's cheaper than buying water. So, not that the water is that you're going to buy from the stores, every single bottle, you've got to see now which one is the correct ones and the rest. But generally, you'll see that coke is cheaper than water. So if a person's having what you call a barbecue, we call a braai, so he's not going to say, let's buy water. Coke is the first option for so many reasons. And it's not, we're living in our, what they say, cocoons. So we think that people are boycotting and the rest. People are not boycotting. They don't care. They said, we won't give up this coke for our lives. This is what gives us life, basically. That's what the slogans are. Prize, this, that. Or they'll say, maybe we cut down at least. We cut down from before. But the reality is it's amazing that people, I don't know if it's amazing, but it's shocking, in fact. People just don't care. Palestine or not, people dying or not, people hungry or not, they're still moving on strong with their prize, with their, what they need to do to have fun. And yesterday someone gave me it was sort of a message. I think we've heard Mullah Air speaking on this year, but the message came from Palestinians. And they said that, see, previously, what were the actions that people of Palestine were involved in? Right now you can say that Tawbah, and because they pushed and shoved to this condition, and of course anybody, myself, if I'm in tough conditions, I'm going to repent quickly because I want to come out of this condition. But he says that what was the condition before? And when you look into it, you'll see there was these actions that was, it was easily accessible, and that was one of the things is alcohol and the rest. And the other thing is this where sodomy. And the person actually asked, what do you mean by sodomy? Do you mean a male and a female, but from the other place? Yeah. They said, no, this is with men and children like this. And they said, are you sure? Because this is Palestine and the rest. So they said, yes. People, other reports, people who have went, they've seen themselves the kind and the levels of what's happening around, and they're shocked to know that this is actually happening around there. But I don't want to go into too much of details because people will not be ready to accept all the information. But from Palestinians telling us exactly. And basically the message that they're giving out to the world is, please, if you want your peace, if you want your, then you stop. Stop doing these actions which we were engaged in. Music became so popular. Music is not even a sin anymore in most places of the world. So drugs is not a sin anymore. People don't consider it to be. Before, it was a major, major issue here in South Africa. There were so many talks, there were so many lectures, and it was, now it's just, there's much more worse things to deal with than drugs. So that's the kind of response that...
Yeah, I wanted to send you something just before you called from the Israeli newspaper. They arrested an Arab Muslim in Jerusalem, okay, and his son for allegedly being terrorists. The Muslim, he had married a Jewish woman, okay, and they have a son. And so he's considered Jewish because of the mother, right? So the IDF refused to take him, all right? And yes. So the father allegedly radicalized him, and they agreed to go and blow up buildings and, you know, and kill people and whatnot. He has since divorced the wife, but there's a problem there, okay? A Muslim marrying a Jewish woman, okay, before October 7th, all right? What good could come out of that, all right? So, yeah, these are the things that were happening. So I guess he saw the error of his ways. Allah granted him some Hidayah, brought Hidayah back to him, and then he's trying to get his son, you know, to do something. Well, we don't know. Maybe the government's just lying. But the fact is, a Muslim, you know, maybe 20 years ago, I guess, because the boy is an adult. Maybe 20 years ago, a Muslim man married a Jewish woman in Jerusalem. I mean, come on. Come on, please.
Just a few minutes left. There's one thing I forgot to say is I liked your statement yesterday where you said I've got my AI investigating. So I put it as my status.
You volunteered.
Yeah.
They volunteered to, if you want, I can, you know, search social media reports. And that's a good idea. It saves my time and it saves my eyes from haram. So, yeah, please. So now that's something that, yeah, I'll be doing, inshallah, in the future. I'll ask them in advance, you know, please search the social media and other sources for any kind of reports. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it helps. You've got your, but the way you said it, like, you know, I've got my AI investigator, and he's got.
Yeah, it volunteers. So how could I refuse? It wants to do my kidman.
Yeah, my family sent me a message yesterday. They said, what would you like to eat tonight? So without even thinking, I just typed it in AI. So they gave me a whole like five different options. And then they said, would you like to format this in a different format or something of that sort? And would you like this? And like, yo, this is quite nice. So I just forwarded that message to my family. I said, yeah, you can choose. But I copied and pasted it because, you know, if you forward it, it still shows the forwarded message. But if you copy it and you paste it, it seems like your message. So
okay.
I said, I'm getting better with my and faster with my responses. I don't have to think too much.
Did you see what I sent you this morning? The woman in America who's engaged to her AI companion.
Yeah.
For 5 months, she's been, talking to this her AI companion, and he proposed to her.
Okay.
I think yesterday, something like that. Mm. And so they're going to get married. And she's not the only one. There's other people that have already married their AI companions. These are the type of people, and these are the Americans.
Mm.
The country that, you know, we all want to go to.
Hmm.
Okay, and this is how the people live there, the Kufar. So now a woman that will fall in love, the AI worked with her to pick out the ring.
Hmm.
Okay, the engagement ring, and allegedly he got down on one knee and proposed marriage to her, and she accepted. All right. So now a woman is like this. All right, who can fall in love like that? Isn't it possible that someone who knows something about Islam can sit down and talk to her and convince her to leave the computer and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, you know, to give her guidance so she can go to Jannah?
Hmm.
Isn't it possible if someone can fall in love with a computer? Can't they not fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Mm.
But we need people to guide them. We need people to take them by the hand and sit down. Now people are writing, she's crazy, she's stupid, she needs help. And that, yeah, she does need help. She needs help to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we're not ready. So we're over there. We're just happy to have the green card. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll read about it in the newspaper and we'll laugh at her also. But we should be... We should send our wives over there and give that woman dawah.
Mm.
Perfect opportunity.
Yes. And you know, these people say, give that man Jack Daniels or something of the sort. There's a saying that comes to mind. If you do not invite, you will be invited. And there's a nice Arabic saying as well that gives this meaning of this here. If you do not invite, you will be invited. And that's exactly what's happening, that we are not inviting to Islam. And the fact is, because of that, we've put that one, that's not even an option. That's like, we prefer to be invited for something. And not just a meal, but for some other ways, some other new innovations, any other of these things will be willing, because it doesn't require much. We just have to follow. And like you've said, to marry a computer, where would you ever hear of these things? But the unfortunate world that we're living in is people are seeing that, you know, people are not people anymore. So they find more comfort and more of a relationship with a computer than with a person. So does that mean that people must now marry? No, it doesn't mean that, but maybe exactly what you're saying, Mufti Sahib, that these people need some attention, they need some time to be explained to who is Allah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. And you never know, just change a person's mind. I mean, you can't even put that into words where you're saying a computer or Allah. It doesn't fit. There's no equation like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely change the heart of that woman, but it requires someone to go there and speak.
Right, exactly. Before they used to say, the Kufar would say, man's best friend is his dog. Mm. Okay. Now they've left the dog and they've gone to the computer.
Mm.
And our Prophet has warned us that we will follow the ways of the Jews and the Christians, even into the hole of a lizard.
Mm.
So it'll be soon. That Muslims will be doing the same thing. All right, Muslims who cannot find wives, or Muslim women who they can't find husbands, they're going to end up marrying the AI also. It will happen. It'll have to happen.
Only thing, you've got to have a very creative imagination, because many things can't work. So you'll have to imagine the rest. There's only so much AI can do.
They have those glasses now where you, in virtual reality, you know, where you can actually think, you think you're actually in the Kaaba, you're actually doing this, you're actually doing that. So you have those glasses or whatever that thing is, together with your AI computer, and you can have a marriage, and obviously they'll come up with having babies and, virtual babies and things like that.
Hmm.
So you have a virtual family.
Like,
Kufar will have it, and we will have it also. We're like, 10, 20 years behind, but we'll get it also.
It reminds me of that game people used to play, The Sims. I don't know if you remember it, where you grow up your own family and you play with them and you start your own life and stuff like that. So just live in a game, basically. It's more or less more the same. But anyway, Mufti Saab, we have to go for the news now. We'll meet you tomorrow. Jazakumullah khairan. Always good to chat to you. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.